exploring new music and listening to your favorites. This is the Jazz Corner. I'm Kevin Amos.
a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where they used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. You said you were mine. Lord, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can be stormy.
Thank you. dancing on the beach.
many artists stepping in for you as we continue with the Jazz Corner. Kevin Amos is still here, and we got a little bit to go before we end our show for this time around. Anyhow, let's go and look at our list. Ah, Dwight Tribble there for you with Beach Vibes. A lot of people got some Beach Vibes these days. Even though the weather's bad in some parts of the world. Let us see. New music from her, What a Difference a Day Makes. Warren Wolf with Us. Warren Wolf stepping in. Also, Houston Person, Easy Walker. Yes, indeed. Taking it back there to 1971. Santana with Miles Davis. Also, Willie Bobo stepping in. And Eddie Palmieri, as well as Augustus Amazano. Yes, indeed, Augustus Deer with a chocolate ice cream. Kenny Burrell, Cyrus Chestnut, Chuck Mangione, Earl Clue, and George Benson, and Hank Mobley getting things started. Okay, Kevin Amos is still here, and this is the Jazz Corner. Thank you.
trust.
Thanks for listening.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.